Oh my God, it worked! You can hear me and see me? We did it!
Woo!
From now on, no more scams. Although I did just get a really intriguing email Giant Tech Channel and Tiny Person Linus Tech Tips was hacked yesterday, but in even worse news, so were we. Not even TechQuickie came out unscathed. In a video on the LTT channel, Linus himself explained the attack, but I think I can do a way better job.
And we'll tell you right after this sponsor.
Someone here at LMG opened a file they thought was from a potential sponsor, but turned out to be malware that let hackers steal browser cookies and turn three of our channels into crypto scam peddlers. This isn't the first time something like this has happened on YouTube, and that's a massive understatement. It happens all the time. They even got the British Army's YouTube channel last year. I wonder who the fake sponsor was. Probably either Lockheed Martin or Twinings, the tea company. The joke is they like tea in the Britain. And it turns out this issue has been widespread for some time. Sully on YouTube released a video back in January explaining this hacking method using findings based on a 6-month investigation. So hopefully, Google comes up with a way to stop Colton from opening any more files sent from totallyrealpdfs.com. They got him. There have been more developments in the Sundere romance between Microsoft and Sony. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has updated its stance on Microsoft's proposed Activision buyout. Apparently, the CMA now thinks Microsoft has more to lose by withholding Call of Duty from PlayStation than it has to gain. So there's not much risk to competition in the console gaming market. However, they still believe the deal raises concerns for the cloud gaming market, for some reason, and will finalize their investigation next month. So, will Sony Chan finally let their guard down and admit their feelings to Xbaka? Maybe not, since it came out that Arkane Studios canceled an in-development PS5 version of their upcoming game Redfall after Microsoft acquired the developer, prompting Microsoft to issue a statement pointing out they hadn't pulled any games from PlayStation that were already available on the system, and that the first two games they shipped after buying ZeniMax were actually PS5 exclusives. Oh, and what's the big deal? Sony controls 98% of the high-end game market, according to US Senator Maria Cantwell, and Japan's doing nothing about it. That statistic is 100% true if you're specifically referring to Japan's market where no one has an Xbox, and if you use the FTC's high-end console market definition that specifically excludes the Nintendo Switch and PCs. PCs, those are bottom of the barrel. Hey, just remove the data you don't like. That's science. And OpenAI announced that they will be adding plugins to ChatGPT. The chatbot currently only has access to data from up to the year 2021, but several third-party plugins can give it access to more up-to-date information. The plugins are currently in early alpha, but they already look incredibly useful. There's an Expedia plugin that can help you plan trips, and a Wolfram plugin, which they demonstrated on Twitter, that allows ChatGPT to stop sucking at math. Just write the numbers you like most. That's math. Plus, OpenAI even announced a first-party plugin to give ChatGPT access to the web so we can all go back to ignoring Bing the way God intended. According to OpenAI, they decided to use plugins to connect ChatGPT to the internet because they believe it reduces the risk of hallucination and is the most secure method of connection to a worldwide repository for filth and sin. But I don't know how much to trust OpenAI's definition of security, since someone hacked their API and found at least 80 secret plugins. One of them is called the Crypto Prices plugin, and another is called the Dan plugin, which I assume is the plugin you call when the Crypto Prices plugin hacks your channel and uses Elon Musk's face to scam your subscribers.
Rally, stop what you're doing, come outside.
Why, is it sunny out or?
Yes, you are right. Thanks to Newegg for sponsoring today's video. It's spring. It's time to touch some grass with Newegg. Their Mania 40 series laptops are on sale now. Thanks to Newegg, you can be a gamer anywhere. Here, here, or here.
What? Get out of my car!
The Nvidia RTX 40 series laptops are so fast.
They're perfect for streaming, gaming, or video editing.
And with Newegg's fast shipping,
you can get your hands on one of this powerful laptop quickly and easily. Don't touch me.
Now you can tell people you did touch grass this spring.
What are you still doing in my car?
And you save up to $100 off on Sabo 40 series laptop by using the code and the link in the description.
Wow!
They say that the quickest bit of them all carries a big iron on his hip.
This, big iron on his hip.
And there he is. The Framework has announced a 16-inch laptop. And don't worry, Linus didn't ask us to talk about this. To maintain journalistic integrity, he actually doesn't talk to us at all. This new Framework laptop has an adjustable booty. You want a larger graphics module? Make its booty bigger. Just some extra cooling? Make that booty a little smaller. These modules can also be used externally, like an external GPU. And hey, if booties just don't do it for you, the keyboard is also modular. But there's no nipples. Yet. Rocket startup Relativity Space launched a rocket made, amazingly, entirely out of 3D printed components on Wednesday, announcing it on Twitter as an absolute win. Except that it failed to reach orbit because its second stage didn't ignite properly. But
it
you
was
know,
a relative success.
Oh, but you know what? I don't see any of you printing rockets and shooting them into the sky. Instead, you're just printing functional bearings and cute little presents for your friends and bringing everyone around you joy. Well, I hope you're happy. Genuinely, I hope you're happy. Hacking teams have won thousands of dollars at this month's Pwn to Own event in Vancouver. Yesterday, $475,000 in prizes were awarded for hacking platforms like Microsoft Teams and the Ubuntu operating system. Ubuntu? Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
A single Ubuntu. One team was able to hack a Tesla Model 3. As a reward, they received $100,000 and a Tesla Model 3, the car they just hacked. Isn't that kind of like rewarding the bomb squad for defusing an explosive by giving them another bomb that someone else can detonate?
Congratulations, it'll blow up at any time.
Thank you, Speaking of explosives, USB drives rigged to explode when plugged into a computer were sent to five journalists in Ecuador earlier this week, causing one of them to suffer, quote, mild hand and face injuries, which probably makes having a USB drive explode in your face sound a little too banal. That's just mild injuries. Sketchy USB drives have been in the news plenty of times over the years, but they're usually infecting the target systems with malware, not using them as a power source to detonate themselves. It's a good reminder to be wary of strange drives that arrive in the mail and always use protection. It'll make it harder. And Harvard physicist Avi Loeb is planning a $1.5 million tropical ocean expedition to look for fragments of the first meteor confirmed to have come from outside our solar system, which crashed into Earth in 2014. Loeb and his team said the meteor was unusually tough, which Loeb believes might mean that it's an artificial construct from maybe aliens. The man either really wants to find aliens or is really good at coming up with excuses to plan fully funded excursions to Papua New Guinea. And you're really good at coming back on Monday for more tech news. There will be news, there will be tech, there will be man speaking to camera. It's got everything.